This is JIS News coming up. OUR denies JPS request for rate increase. Police High Command outlines plans for 2015, and Education Ministry announces new changes to GSAT this year. The news in detail after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Customers of the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, should benefit from a slight reduction in electricity rates approved by the Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR. In a release issued Thursday afternoon, the OUR said it has determined to make a slight reduction in the non-fuel tariffs of the JPS following a tariff review submitted by the company last year. In its 2014 to 2019 tariff review application, the JPS made a number of requests to cover its fuel and non-fuel rates to be charged to its customers for the period. However, the OUR says the proposed rates by JPS would have resulted in an increase in non-fuel rates in excess of 20%. The regulator says the impact of the reduction on electricity bills will vary depending on a number of factors, including rate class, consumption levels, and prevailing fuel prices. In the meantime, the OUR says it did not approve the request by JPS to charge interest on the accounts of commercial customers. The JPS had proposed to charge an interest rate of 15% on outstanding debt by commercial customers. The police will be placing renewed focus on dismantling gangs and seizing their weapons and enforcing the anti-gang legislation. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says the crime-fighting plan for the new year also includes emphasis on stemming the guns for drugs trade and strengthening community policing. He's encouraging citizens to support the efforts of the police.
So, proximity policing, or new brand of community policing, is designed to build partnerships which will work as an effective counterbalance to gangs and to deal with other community issues such as domestic violence, mob killings, predial larceny.
Commissioner Williams is assuring that the members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force will demonstrate the utmost respect for human rights, even as they employ strategies to fight crime. He was speaking at a press conference Wednesday. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton is advocating for a closer working relationship between academia and the government in formulating policies to boost investment and business confidence in the country. Mr. Hilton says the administration remains committed to creating a modern, enabling environment for business and enterprise to flourish. This, he emphasizes, can only be achieved through a strong working relationship between academia and the government.
Indeed, the basis for our policies ought not to be subjective or formulated from the seats of our pants or the pleat of our skirts. It is for this reason that I strongly encourage a close working relationship and collaboration between academia and government.
Minister Hilton was addressing the launch of the Mona School of Business and Management inaugural conference at the Western Jamaica campus of the University of the West Indies Wednesday. He says the ministry is preparing a memorandum of understanding that calls for partnership with the Mona School of Business and Management in a number of areas involving business and private sector development. And the Ministry of Education is advising that important changes have been made to the content and test questions for the social studies and science components of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. The ministry says there has been a 25% reduction in the content which children are required to learn for social studies. The test questions have also been reduced from 80 to 60. In addition, the ministry says changes to the teaching and learning of science now emphasize students gaining mastery of general concepts and basic scientific principles. This requires teachers to provide more targeted instruction to students. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says the science test is made up of 60 multiple-choice questions that assess content from grades 4 through to 6. She says changes to the GSAT are intended to reduce the coursework load for students while maintaining the quality and standard of the knowledge imparted. This year's sitting of the Grade 6 Achievement Test will be held on Thursday, March 19 and Friday, March 20. The deadline for completion of registration of candidates to sit the exams is Friday, January 16. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.